Hello, Gary. This is Sunday night, January the 12th. We'll try to finish up this tape here tonight so we can get it off in the morning. We went to Leonard Redwine's funeral today. I don't know whether Jinx didn't remember what she told you for sure or not, but Leonard died Friday, and they had his funeral this evening. We went to it. They also, I think maybe Jinx told you, Freddie Williams got killed over in Vietnam. And they finally got his body back here, and they had his funeral here this evening. So we didn't get to go to it, but we went to Leonard's, and we went over to see the Williams tonight after church, stayed a while and visited. The Beatons were over there, and Harry Bruce, Juanette was over there, and Joey Taylor and his wife, and Edith and Glenn Taylor. There were several there. Anyhow, we stayed and visited a while with them. And we sure did hate we didn't get to go to Freddie's funeral, but we couldn't go to both of them. Talked to Harold and Carol Redwine down at the funeral this evening, or after the funeral was over. Harold, he's fixing to go in the Army the 25th, I believe, of this month, is what they've got scheduled right now. He's going into helicopter training. I don't know. I thought he was going in for pilot, but evidently maybe it's a mechanic. I don't know for sure. He said he would take his training probably at Camp Polk, maybe at Mineral Wells, and maybe some at and somewhere in Georgia. But he was supposed to went in about the 5th or 6th, I believe, of January, and he broke his finger, and so they postponed it till I believe the 25th is when he's supposed to go now. Harold's wife is going to teach school here in Freona. One of the teachers is moving away, and in a few days at midterm here, while she is supposed to take this other teacher's place, and she'll start teaching here while he's in the Army. Gary, we got a letter today from one of your old girlfriends, Linda. Used to be Hudson. Now it's Parrish. They live in Houston, I believe it is. She is wanting to know, said they had heard that you was in Vietnam, and they was wanting to know your address. Oh, I'll let Jinx talk some, and then I'll talk some more.
Buddy, I'll just read this letter to you. It's January the 5th. Dear Mr. and Ms. Sneed, perhaps you will not remember me readily, but my name was Linda Hudson at ACC. The last time I saw you was for just a moment after the sing-song in 1966. I am now married to Paul Parrish and teach brain-damaged children in Houston. The purpose of this letter is twofold. We heard recently that Gary was in Vietnam. Since graduation, we have not corresponded with friends as we should have, and perhaps we are late in finding out about Gary, but we both really liked Gary so much at school and just wanted you to know that we think of you very often and hope he's home before long. Paul lived right next door to Gary their senior year. Not knowing, we hope that Gary and Kay Serber are still interested in each other, as we think Kay to be one of the sweetest girls at school while we were there. I hope all is fine in Freona. If you do have time, let us know how you are, as well as Gary's younger brother and older sister and family. Again, we think of you often and look forward to the day that your entire family is together again. Sincerely, Linda and Paul Parrish. We haven't heard from you in quite a while, and we hope we hear something right away. Maybe a tape? This is the third one, and we're hoping you'll send us one or something, a letter pretty soon. Leonard's death was kind of sudden after all these weeks. I don't think they was expecting it quite so soon, because he developed pneumonia, and that's what killed him so suddenly. There were sure a lot of people there. All of his several 10 of his nephews were pallbearers. Jeannie and Bobby Redwine and Harold and Carol and Clyde and Kenneth, that's Doug's boyfriend, Spearman, and that's the Ashmore boy from Lubbock, and that's all I remember. But there sure There sure was a crowd, a big crowd. Jim called us the other night, and he's kind of unhappy. He's thinking he wants to do something else. He says he can't concentrate, and he kind of thinks he'd like to do something else and then go back to and said if Uncle Sam got him, why, he'd just have to go, and then he thought he could concentrate when he got back. Clyde went down yesterday, but I don't know whether he'd done any good or not. We was talking to the boy man he worked for, Ronnie Brookfield's daddy, tonight. He said, and I said, why don't you talk to him? He said, I will. I said, I'll just tell him what I think. And his wife was real upset, too. She said, I don't care. Said, I'll just tell him. And she said herself, I think it's Cheryl. Said, she's wanting to quit her job. And said, she just don't know what she does want, I don't think. So maybe they'll talk to him, and it'll be better for them to talk to him than it would for us to, I think, because she might get kind of mad at us. Joey Taylor's wife sure is a cute little trick. She reminds me something of Kay. Her nose turns up. She's kind of a little pixie-like, and she's just real cute. And they had their family with them, and that consisted of one mama poodle and six puppies. They had two little apricot-colored puppies and four white ones, and they were real cute. They were just 2 weeks old and real cute little puppies.
Gary, you might get a letter off to Jimmy about as quick as you can and see if you can talk him into going on to school here for a while and instead of going into the service. I don't think that I'd like for him to go on to school some more before he does. Just on the other side, Jake said he was glad to talk to you from Hawaii. It wasn't Hawaii, was it? Clyde and Jimmy bought a bunch of fruit trees down at Lubbock yesterday. Clyde bought them, and Jimmy, he had to pay for them. Clyde didn't have no checks with him. I think he got a little over $100 worth of fruit trees, and they'll set them out east of the house out there. Got peach and apple and apricot, and got some grapes, and I don't remember what all, a bunch of stuff, a little over $100 worth of stuff. Jeannie and Marveen has moved down to Lubbock. Jeannie's going to work for some loan company down there. I guess the crop being short kind of haggled out up there. I guess they felt like they needed to get out and do something else. Kay called Friday night. We talked to her a little while. She stayed in Abilene. There it goes. Bye-bye.